Trump announces non-NATO ally designation for Saudi Arabia at star-studded dinner with MBS. By Nick Gilbertson on November 18, 2025. President Donald Trump announced Saudi Arabia's designation as a non-NATO ally to the United States during a star-studded state dinner with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the East Room. Renowned soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo, Tesla CEO and former Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, lead Elon Musk, Apple CEO Tim Cook, and NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang were among the celebrities and CEOs on hand. Trump said in his remarks that Saudi Arabia has never been as safe as it is right now. "That's why tonight, I'm pleased to announce that we're taking our military cooperation to even greater heights by formally designating Saudi Arabia as a major non-NATO ally, which is something that is very important to them," the president told those in attendance. Trump noted that he and the Crown Prince had signed a strategic defense agreement a short time earlier. "A stronger and more capable alliance will advance the interests of both countries, and it will serve the highest interest of peace. And we all share in peace, and we've never hadn't been so close to truly everlasting peace in the Middle East," Trump emphasized. "All my life I've heard, oh, peace in the Middle East, but it'll never happen. We did it. Now, we have to make sure it matures properly and is really as strong as we think it can be, but we've gotten all good signals. I want to just thank you for all the help, too," he told the Crown Prince. MBS thanked Trump for the warm and great welcome at the White House throughout the day and spoke to the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia dating back to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt and King Abdulaziz bin Abdul Rahman Al Saud. "During that time, we've been also working on a lot of economical opportunities. But today, it's a special day. We think the horizon of the economical cooperation between Saudi Arabia and America, it's begun wide, in many areas," he said. He pointed to a number of agreements reached, which, per the White House, on Tuesday alone included the following: "Strengthening our strategic partnership, today. President Donald J. Trump and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, or the Kingdom, finalized a series of landmark agreements that deepen the U.S.-Saudi strategic partnership, expand opportunities for high-paying American jobs, strengthen critical supply chains, and reinforce regional stability, all while putting American workers, industry, and security first. These agreements build directly on the president's highly successful May visit to Riyadh and the $600 billion in Saudi investment commitments secured for the United States at that time. In a major expansion of this partnership, the Crown Prince announced today that Saudi Arabia will be increasing their investment commitments in the United States to almost $1 trillion, reflecting deepening trust and momentum for the United States under President Trump's leadership. Key achievements include the Civil Nuclear Cooperation Agreement, advancements in critical minerals cooperation, and an AI Memorandum of Understanding, all of which underscore the United States' commitment to securing deals that directly benefit the American people. These agreements demonstrate the Trump administration's America First approach, reinforcing the United States as a leader on the world stage while securing our economic future. Achieving nuclear energy, critical minerals, and technology dominance, through deals reached today with Saudi Arabia. President Trump is positioning America as a leader in energy and advanced technology while ensuring our supply chains remain resilient. The United States and Saudi Arabia signed a joint declaration on the completion of negotiations on civil nuclear energy cooperation, which builds the legal foundation for a decades-long, multi-billion-dollar nuclear energy partnership with the Kingdom. Confirms that the United States and American companies will be the Kingdom's civil nuclear cooperation partners of choice, and ensures that all cooperation will be conducted in a manner consistent with strong non-proliferation standards. The United States and Saudi Arabia also signed a critical minerals framework, deepening collaboration and aligning our national strategies to diversify critical mineral supply chains. This agreement builds on similar deals President Trump secured with other trading partners to safeguard America's supply chain resilience for essential minerals. The United States and Saudi Arabia signed a landmark AI Memorandum of Understanding that gives the Kingdom access to world-leading American systems while protecting U.S. technology from foreign influence, ensuring that American innovators will shape the future of global AI. Deepening defense cooperation and regional security. President Trump is advancing U.S. national security by forging agreements that enhance regional deterrence, grow the American industrial base, and ensure that partners like Saudi Arabia shoulder more responsibility for countering shared threats. President Trump and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman signed the U.S.-Saudi Strategic Defense Agreement, SDA, a historic agreement that strengthens our more than 80-year defense partnership and fortifies deterrence across the Middle East. The SDA is a win for the America First agenda, making it easier for U.S. defense firms to operate in Saudi Arabia, securing new burden-sharing funds from the Saudi Arabia to defray U.S. costs, and affirming that the kingdom views the United States as its primary strategic partner. The president secured agreements reinforcing America's role as a regional security enabler, enhancing our U.S. military partnerships to better allow partners to deter and defeat threats. President Trump approved a major defense sale package, including future F-35 deliveries, which strengthens the U.S. defense industrial base and ensures Saudi Arabia continues to buy American. The president secured an agreement for Saudi Arabia to purchase nearly 300 American tanks, enabling Saudi Arabia to build up its own defense capabilities and safeguarding hundreds of American jobs. Driving American economic prosperity and job creation. President Trump is unlocking unprecedented opportunities for U.S. businesses, exporters, and workers by expanding market access, reducing barriers, and channeling massive Saudi investments into American innovation and infrastructure. Saudi Arabia's nearly $1 trillion investment commitment into U.S. infrastructure, technology, and industry, rising from the $600 billion initially secured during the president's May visit and now expanded this week, will flow directly into American communities. The United States and Saudi Arabia have agreed to intensify their engagement in the coming weeks on trade issues of mutual interest, including in areas related to reducing non-tariff barriers, recognition of standards, and improving the investment environment. A concrete example of this engagement includes the recently signed agreement to ensure recognition by Saudi Arabia that motor vehicles and parts complying with U.S. Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standards, FMVSS, meet its motor vehicle safety requirements. The United States and Saudi Arabia also reiterate the importance of the existing Trade and Investment Framework Agreement, and intend to use this mechanism for their intensified engagement to support the goal of facilitating bilateral trade. The Treasury Department and Saudi Ministry of Finance signed agreements to enhance collaboration on capital markets technology, standards, and regulations, and deepen partnership in international financial institutions. The United States and the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia advance new investment opportunities that will expand U.S. exports and reduce trade barriers, direct wins for American manufacturers. Combined with the critical minerals, nuclear, AI, and defense initiatives announced today, these deals will create high-paying American jobs, boost U.S. technological leadership, and deliver massive returns for American workers and families for decades to come. Tuesday's state visit followed Trump's visit to Riyadh earlier this year, which was his first state visit outside of the United States in his second term.